And good afternoon to Melanie C.
Good afternoon.
What brings you here? Well, you've got a concert tonight, haven't you?
Yeah, but there's a big old show at the 9X for a great cause. It's for a breast cancer charity.
Right, yeah.
And there's myself, along with Jerry Halliwell.
Yeah.
And some other fabulous pop acts going to be there, so it's going to be a good night.
Okay. I mean, of course, we'll get it out of the way straight away, because the press have already been writing stories about, like, oh, you know, you're on the same bill as Jerry and everything.
Mm.
I mean, have you spoken to her? I watched that Victoria's Secrets the other night. Did you see that?
Yes.
Yeah, I mean, we like that. We thought it was good.
I thought she'd done a really good job.
Everybody was knocking it and said, well, I thought she came out of it, you know, sort of just like dead normal and quite nice.
It's really difficult for me because, you know, obviously I know her,
yes,
and David. And so, I mean, I really enjoyed it. And I was really trying to put myself in the position of somebody who doesn't.
Yeah.
And what they would think. But, you know, she did come across well. And, you know, she's a top girl. And I was really proud of her.
Yeah, no, I was, because, I mean, before that, everybody's saying, oh, everybody's sick of the Beckhams. Everybody's had enough. And this program is one thing too far, isn't it? But everybody came out quite in favour.
Yeah, but at the end of the day, you know, it's not their choice that they're in the paper every day.
Yeah.
You know, they'd rather not be. So it's not their fault that people maybe are sick of them. It's the media's fault.
Yeah.
Like a lot of things.
Well, indeed. But even A.A. Gill in the Sunday Times gave it a good review. And that happens about twice a year.
The rare occurrence.
Yeah, tell you what, out of Times, that's the paper.
Indeed.
They've always liked the Spice Girls, which is very nice.
Right, indeed. But now, just have you spoken to Jerry? Because Victoria said that she hadn't. Since you broke up. And Elton John said, oh, that's a bit sad.
She has spoken to her since we broke up, but it was a long time ago. And I've spoken to her since we broke up. I've not spoken to her.
You have, but you haven't?
I have.
You have, yeah.
But not for a while. But I'm going to actually see her today,
right.
I should imagine. We were in a show together in, where was it? Oh, Stockholm,
right,
a few days ago.
Right.
And we were in the same hotel and everything, but we didn't bump into each other. She bumped into a few of my bands and stuff like that.
Right, yeah.
But, you know, there's no animosity there. Right, I'm looking forward to seeing her.
I mean, you weren't very kind about her album in an interview you did in Kew.
No, I wasn't.
Which is fair enough, that's your opinion.
Well,
I mean,
exactly. I wouldn't say I wasn't kind. I would say I was honest.
Right, yeah.
You know, and a lot of people do enjoy it. Obviously, it's been very successful, but
yeah,
not my cup of tea.
Fair enough. That's perfectly fair. You've got something else in common, you two, anyway, because she sat in this chair as well on this programme.
Really?
But you've gone one better than her, because someone's dropped you off a present, and no one... Now,
yeah.
To my eternal shame, I have lost the letter that goes with this, but yesterday...
Have you got one too?
Well, we've got two lavatory seats, hand-painted by a loo with a view.
Man City.
Mm. Man City.
Good job, I would have worked out if it was the other boys.
Well, fair enough. Do you think we'd have had you on? but it mustn't grumble on the seat. And Mark and Lard, rather disconcertingly, printed on one seat. I don't know whether we're supposed to share this.
So I think it's quite funny that it is toilet seats, considering how your team's doing at the moment.
Yeah, not bad.
Yeah, my boys aren't doing
a Liverpool bad. Toilet seat, hand-painted by a loo with a view, has been sent for Melanie C. And so we'll send that away with her. And have you got a toilet that needs a seat? Where do you live? Have you got a house?
I've got a flat.
In London?
Oh, come on, everybody knows this. Me
in
and
London.
Emma live near each other.
Oh, right.
I've got a little flat in London, and it's quite big. And I've got a place up in Liverpool as well.
Right, okay. Do you live on your own?
I do.
Do you like that?
Sometimes. But there's usually people around.
Yeah.
You know.
You got any pets?
Any pets? I've just had a fish tank.
Good
feng shui, so they tell me.
Ah, you're into that, are you, the feng shui?
Anything to help,
right,
you know what I mean?
Okay.
Well, a new box seat might help.
Try to place. There's been a lot of you in the papers the other day. You had a big flash leather dress on, showing off all your tattoos. Have you done with tattoos now? Are you sort of achieving full coverage, or are you going for the full red hot chili pepper?
I don't know. Never say never. That's what I say.
Alright, fair enough. Now we're going to play your new single, which is which features Left Eye.
Yes.
From TLC. How did you know her?
It was quite coincidental, really. I was just writing the track with a guy in Rhett Lawrence over in America. And, you know, sometimes when I'm writing a song, I sort of can feel what it needs, you know, if there's something missing. I think a lot of songwriters feel like that.
Right.
And I never thought I'd have a rap on my album, actually. That's one style of music that I really never thought would be on it.
Right.
But I could just feel it in this song. Anyway, I'm a huge fan of TLC, Spice Girls.
Yeah, yeah.
And he said, you know, he happened to know Lisa, sent her the track. She loved it. Next thing you know, she was on it.
Well, it was a bit of a little fairy tale, really. I saw some photos of you, and I was speculating as to how big Lisa Left Eye was, because you're not a big
she
person. When
is
I first met you at
thinking.
That... Well, when I first met you, it was at that Radio 1 thing in Heaton Park, and you were smaller than I I expected.
Well, I think...
And she, I was photos of her with you, and she is my, she is about a foot shorter than you.
All of TRC are really, really tiny.
Are they?
Beautifully formed, but tiny.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. It makes you feel, I felt like a minder.
Right. And we've just watched the video, the rough cut in the studio before we start, and there's like the two of you, what's that you're doing? Is it like some sort
tai chi?
Right, okay, fine. Yeah. This is the new single. What's it called? I've forgotten now.
Never be the same again.
Right, okay. Mel C with Lisa Left Eye.